with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change, titled Going in the Noble Direction, via video conference with our association members in Auckland, New Zealand, on August the 19th, 2008.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
Hey, Master. With the serious environmental health of our precious planet, every day there is some new catastrophe happening somewhere in the world. Is there more to the big picture than just environmental imbalance? Is there maybe a preparation of sorts occurring with regard to an ascending process for our beautiful planet? Is she going to be safe? Also, is there any assistance available and allowable from our brothers and sisters from other planets in case we need it? Thank you, Master.
You are very welcome. Regarding to your last question, they are helping quietly already, yes? But this is a very easy problem. We can solve it ourselves just by being veg. How more simple can it be? Only if the human listen. All they do is just be veg, and everything else will take care of itself. How simple, huh? But only if anybody is listening, all right? Now, concerning the ascending of our planet, that is the universal plan for our planet, that we should catch up, that we should ascend with other higher spiritually developed planet. That is the plan. But the human are given free will, you see, and for that free will, they have not been using it wisely. That is the problem. And now, I'm calling everyone to use their free will in a better way, to free themselves from bad karmic retribution, to free themselves from guilt, free themselves from blood on their hands, free themselves from, blood debt, free themselves from hell retribution hereafter, free themselves from destroying the only home that they love, which is our planet. Free themselves from the murderous status that they are in by eating meat. You see, freeing themselves from all the crimes, past and present. So if they will be vegetarian, everything will be forgiven, everything will be well and good, the planet will be restored, the animal will be thankful, the human will be healthy, and all will be happy and blessed. That's all there is to do, be veg. Nothing else heaven asked from us. Nothing else we really have to do. Nothing else the other planet even need to help us. Very simple, be veg. So we cannot demand in heaven to help us any more than this. It's just to be veg. So if we have more urgent and justified cause of desperation or urgency, of course other planet will help, or heaven will help, but it's just to be vegetarian. And if we cannot do that, then I'm sorry, we don't deserve any help.
Yes, can I understand that?
I am sorry. I truly am. But the thing is, people are not too much aware of this, being, you know, indoctrinated too long in the meat diet, believing that it's healthy and good for them and necessary for them. Therefore, we have to try to reverse this concept. And it's not easy for all of us, but I beg you all to do it. Continue, save as many as you can, and then if most people are good, then of course our planet will ascend to a better level of consciousness, equal with other planets in the hierarchy of the galaxy. And then, you know, of course, everything will be good. What else can I tell you? I cannot tell you if the planet is going to be safe or not. I can only tell you that I have positive feeling. And that if we are working hard, and with the help of all the vegetarian, fruitarians, breatharian, watarian, I mean all the non-meat eaters out there, if they're all helping us, and even the meat eaters, if they're helping us, you know, also, then the planet will be safe. I love everyone. I want them to be safe and sound, but for their own good only, not just to keep them alive and they continue to make others suffer, because in that way they will suffer themselves, now or later on. So that's not the kind of love that I want to give to people on this planet. My kind of love is to awaken their own love. Then they will be well here and hereafter. That is a true love that we can give to others. And that is true love that I can give to you and everyone out there.
Yes, I can understand. It'd be like if I was to tidy my daughter's bedroom all the time, she would never learn to keep her own bedroom clean. And she would be spoilt.
We have to love with wisdom. Yeah? We have to love wisely. I want to wake them up and save themselves. That's the best for them now and later on after they die. Okay? Otherwise, physical body is not much to talk about. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Master.
You're welcome.
What I mean is, for you and for all the initiates, do not be in despair, you know?
Yeah.
Do not be pessimistic. Just because I say I don't know if the planet is going to be safe or not.
Feeling that if we continue our effort, our sincerity will bear fruit.
Yes, I see the results around me every day.
Yeah, you do?
Two new vegetarian people at work. I don't preach to them, but they just take the example. They ask me and I just answer truthfully.
Wow.
There's so much good information around now, so many facts that we can use. And they speak for themselves, you know. We don't really have to preach because the scientific evidence stands up for itself.
Wonderful. Your positive example it speaks volumes. And it's also because maybe you are humble and you're just casual and natural in yourself, you know. Because some people are vegetarian, but they have this attitude, you know, I'm holier than thou. But if you're just natural and casual and, you know, sincere in your effort and knowing that anyone else, even though they're eating meat, it's not their sin, it's not their fault. They had just been misled. And
exactly,
you have more
yeah.
compassion to them, and then that's how it connects.
People don't realize that they're being ripped off.
Yes, that's right. So compassion and love we must have in dealing with anybody, no matter how sinful they are or meat-eating or not. That is what we must have, yes. It's sometimes more difficult with family members, of course, but still we have to try. Hmm?
We can only show them the good example.
Yes, it's good, it's good. But you're also lucky and you're very positive and you're highly elevated spiritual energy affect people also. You see, like attract like, mostly like that, yes. So I'm very proud of you. Go ahead, continue, okay? Everybody else also.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You look fantastic.
Thank you, mate.
You're welcome, mate.
Master, if most of the soul are already elevated to the third level now, why is it that our physical selves are so far behind, and why don't we begin to act more like third level beings while on earth?
I told you, because they have been indoctrinated, they've been misled, and that's why they cannot be even elevated to a middle third. They are only elevated to the lower third, which is already out of the influence of the second level most of the time, which is already very good. That means if they die, they don't have to reincarnate it into the suffering level, and they have a chance to meet the spiritual master if they reincarnate as a human being, or they could continue from the lower third level upward. You know, it takes just longer time than you guys, because you are initiated and you practice yourself. And your spiritual awakening will help you. You see what I mean? In this lifetime and the next. But they are also being graced, being blessed to uplift them a little bit up to the a lower level of the third plane. So it's a big difference. That's why I told you, even if they eat meat, it's not their fault. It's not their sin. It's just they have been misled. They are really innocent. So all we do is trying to waken more people up. Yeah, not all of them are elevated. Nah? I mean, the majority has been elevated. And some are still bad. And they also still can influence on this world other people. But because we are doing this and the people already elevated, they are awakened quicker than ever before. Just in a short while, people join in the vegetarian circles because their spirit already elevated. We need more help. The people need to help us more. You know, the vegetarian people are the non-meat eater, including breatharian, waterian, solarian, fruitarian, etc. They will help us more from now on. And then we will get the critical mass quicker. And then the people will be more awakened quicker. It is one thing to let them go in your car for a ride, and it's another thing to drive the car themselves and to buy their own car. Even if they have a driver license already, maybe they haven't got enough money to buy the car yet. And the family don't let them buy a car, or the friends say, car no good for you, or they are still shopping around undecided which car they buy. Okay, so we be patient and hope for the best, pray for the best, and do the best we can.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, love.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you for your love and for trying very hard and for being good people. Even if you're not doing anything, you are vegetarian, I'm already very thankful, very proud of you. Okay? So keep going in your noble direction, and I shall see you soon. Ciao.
Bye-bye, Master. Thank you. We love you, Master.
I love you, and heaven loves you.
It was a pleasure having you join us for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after noteworthy news. Farewell, and God bless.